Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe.
Not that man.
Yeah. Headed baseball. Enough wind after the woo. Yeah!
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 203 on the Fan. McMichael here with you. I got you for 3 hours. You know what it is. 888-808-1019. Me and Fleegs with you until the warm-up show at 5 here on this Thursday morning, where we get to celebrate a little bit every day. Pennant race baseball, this is what it is. It's every day. It's the ups and downs. Yesterday I was in here, both teams had lost. Mets and Braves were tied for the third wild card. The Yankees only a half a game up on Baltimore. And today, we're on top of the world. Certainly the Met fans. And we'll start there. Because my goodness, I told you yesterday, I spent all day yesterday. I spent the whole show. Really? Telling you how your best players need to perform. And how this Met offense, specifically about the Mets, this Met offense needs to be their strength. And as much as I'm impressed with the pitching, and as much as I'm impressed with this team and their guttiness and everything else, and that continues to just jump off the page. Eventually, if they're going to make it through this tough stretch that starts on Friday against the division-leading Philadelphia Phillies, who they haven't played since London, that was June. It's been forever since we've seen the Philadelphia Phillies. But if they're going to accomplish this, if they're going to get into the postseason, it's going to take their best players and it's going to take their best unit, which is the offense. And they were three outs away from me being almost prophetic in the opposite direction of, well, what is this offense right now? Because, yeah, the pitching's been great. And Manaea with another very good performance. Not his best necessarily, but gets out of the jam with the bases loaded. Only gives up the one run. Figures out a way to just do another, you know, excellent performance. And they held down these last place Blue Jays and the run scored in this series. But ultimately, this offense has been struggling. Right? Even game one, they win. They win it on wild pitches and passed balls. They haven't done anything offensively. They've completely cooled off. And they're getting no hit by Bowden Francis, who, yes, has pitched well since he's come up for these last-place Blue Jays. Yes, he took a no-hitter into the ninth inning earlier in the season. And, yes, you know, he's got some good stuff. But, ultimately, this was three outs away from losing two out of three to the lousy Blue Jays. Three outs away from being no-hit. Three outs away from feeling like, man, this offense is in the tank right now at the biggest part of the year. I know they've won some games, clearly. One of the hotter teams in baseball. Yes, 10 out of 12, all of that. But moving forward, about to take on the Phillies, how do you feel about this team right now with this offense performing the way it's performing, being shut down by the Blue Jays, three outs away from real concern about what this team is going to be like down the stretch here against the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies and trying to win this damn wild card? And then Lindor does what Lindor has done all year. And if you want to have the MVP conversation, I heard Keith having it a little bit, and I know I turned on SNY, they're talking about what MVP means. If you want to have the MVP conversation, I suppose we could have it at 888-808-1019. That doesn't concern me. I'm not concerned about Lindor winning the MVP. I'm not concerned about being the first Met to win MVP. I'm concerned about getting into the postseason and winning. And I don't care whether he's the MVP or not. The man is unstoppable. And that is an enormous home run. That is the biggest hit of the year. That is a hit that leads to the six-run inning. That is a hit that gets this Met team off the deck and makes you feel like you could survive anything heading into this Philadelphia series. That is an enormous home run. Now, why did he get a fastball down the middle 0-2? I don't know. I don't bother to ask such questions because he got one and he freaking clobbered that ball. There's been a lot of hits throughout this Met season. There's been highs and lows. We've talked about them all. I've called them dead. I know we laugh. Behind the curtain, Fliegelman had to run to the bathroom, so he's not there to give you the sounder of me calling them dead. I'm sure he's very pissed at himself right now. I've called them dead. There's been highs. There's been lows. There's the walk-off home run against Miami. Lindor's been doing this forever. You could point to a bunch of different aspects of this season and why they're 14 games over 500, why they have the one-game lead over the Atlanta Braves for the final wild card. There's a million things you can point to. None. If they make it, if they are playing a wild card series, you can point to no other hit bigger than this home run yesterday. That is a game-changing, that is a, I don't want to call it season-changing, but I'll be honest with you, I would have felt a lot different about this team because I talked about it yesterday. I need this offense to be their strength. I'm super impressed with the starting pitching. The bullpen, Reed Garrett's kind of worked his way back into it. Yes, Stanek, you know, gave up a run in the ninth and you had to bring in your closer. Fine. You know, Buto has kind of come down from being a revelation out in the bullpen. I still have faith in him, but he's not been what we've, you know, what we first got when he first transitioned into a reliever. But I'm impressed with the bullpen and the way they've been able to change it as the season went along and find guys to come in and get back into good graces and be able to do what they've done over here. And the starting pitching, forget about it. Super impressed. But honestly, as this stretch has gone on over the last couple games, even with the winning and the back end of that 9-game winning streak and now this series against Toronto, the offense has scared me a little bit. Because you need this offense to be a dominant force. And Pete Alonso continues to do, you know, relatively nothing. He comes through with a clutch sacrifice fly. I know it's not a double in the gap. I know it's not a home run. It's a sacrifice fly to help bolster the lead. Like, that is a big-time sacrifice fly. So that's finally at least a little bit of a check mark from Pete Alonso. But this offense really was three outs away from heading into the biggest series of the year, and obviously the biggest stretch of the year where the season starts now, and they were three outs away from, I'm sorry, there's no way the team doesn't take a bit of a hit in confidence. Now, I know they've bounced back from every big loss. I know they bounced back recently from the Diamondbacks blown save from Diaz, and they went on a tear. And I know they've had multiple big losses throughout the year. I know they started the season, and it's ironic, too, that they started the year 0-5, and that first real big win was under similar circumstances where they were being no-hit. The rock bottom moment, according to Gary Cohen, where they were being no-hit, ninth inning, nobody in the building, 0-5. And then Pete Alonso, with one of his few clutch moments of the year, hits that home run. And you can kind of bookend it from there, where they got off the deck in the early part of the season, and now they've secured themselves into the final run where you feel good about the team. You are flying high heading into Philadelphia. Now, they're playing well, too, but the season starts right now for the Mets. This is where they have a one-game lead against the Atlanta Braves with a stretch where they're playing Philadelphia. They're playing the Nationals. They're having another four-game set with Philadelphia leading into that all-important Braves series. And the difference between where they could have been heading into this stretch and where they are now, thanks to Lindor. And yeah, obviously the rest of the offense too, and Alvarez, who has shown moments of clutch in his career, who comes up with big home runs in his career. Now, he's had a miserable, let's just be fair, he's had a miserable offensive season here. He just has. But that could be a home run that hopefully can kind of get him going in the right direction because, again, I still believe it. I still believe it by the end of this thing, by the end of this month, when they're in that Milwaukee series and we're going to determine whether or not the Mets are getting ready for a wild card series or the Mets are getting ready to pack their bags one way or another, this offense is going to have to be the unit that gets them there. I still believe that. As much as I'm impressed with Manaea, as much as I've been impressed with Severino, as much as you've been impressed with Peterson, as much as McGill had that start the other day and you feel good about him, as much as this starting rotation that's been one of the best rotations in all of baseball since June, to me, if they're going to make it through this stretch, if they are going to pull this thing off, if they are going to get into the postseason, it's the offense that's going to have to carry them. And in this game, yes, you get the Lindor home run that completely changes everything. It allows them to breathe. It takes the pressure off the rest of the team for the rest of that inning. No doubt about it. That home run is the quintessential moment, maybe of the season, certainly of the game, certainly of the inning. But to get the at least clutch sacrifice fly from Alonso, and then to get the three-run bomb from a young kid who's shown this before, who's shown the ability to have clutch moments, who we talk about as soon as he comes back from injury, they go off on a tear. The record with him, without him, all that we talked about, and as much as he struggled offensively, the importance he is to this team, if you could ever get him going, if you could ever figure out a way to get Alonso going, and this offense can be what it was in that main stretch that brought you back from the dead, brought you back from 11 games under 500, brought you back into a real season here. If you can get that offense back to go along with the dominant starting pitching, now not only are you a team that could possibly be the third wild card, you're a team nobody's going to want to play come postseason time. And that all switched on an 0-2 fastball that Lindor absolutely pounded out to right field. What a huge home run. What a big game. And what a stretch of baseball they're about to embark on right now. And I'm pumped for it. I'm excited for it. And this team right now is flying high. You almost wish they could just play later today. They're going to have to wait a day. But we talk about big players. And again, we can have the MVP conversation if you want. I know a lot of people want to talk about it. I don't care. I honestly don't care. I don't care what trophy that Francisco Lindor is holding at the end of the year. I don't care on whether or not he's the guy they do the interview with in the stupid, dopey MLB show declaring him the MVP. I don't care right now. At the end of the year, I might care. At the end of the year, we might have a discussion about it. Right now, I know this guy is going to come through. He's done it enough. I trust him. He's been incredible since they moved him to the leadoff spot. And that home run changed the trajectory of these last 3 weeks. There's no doubt about it. That home run makes you feel completely different about this team heading into Philadelphia. There is no doubt. And to get off the deck like that, to continue to show these moments, and it's the manager, right? We've talked endlessly about how, you know, unbelievable the steady hand that he has been all year, the accountability and the difference between him and Boone, since he comes from the Yankee system and under Boone. That's been the main difference. We've talked about it. But to watch this group consistently battle back, whether it's within games, within stretches, within series, coming back off of blown saves, coming back off of disgusting losses, where you thought they were dead, where you thought, I mean, it's 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, they're four games behind Atlanta, and I'm trying to scratch my head figuring out a way how they can actually accomplish this. And it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, they're a game up. And at every turn when you think they might just not do this, every turn when you think maybe this team isn't as special as we thought, every turn when you're like, geez, this offense is in the freaking tank here, they rally back, and it's always Lindor. An incredible performance from the Mets, an incredible performance from Lindor, and now we get ready for a stretch run starting with seven games against Philadelphia, three against Philadelphia and Philly, seven over the next 10 against the first-place Philadelphia Phillies. That's going to determine their season. And I'm sorry, I know there's Met fans out there who are hung up on what's happened in the past. And I know there are Met fans, and I was, you know, obviously I'm not a Met fan, but I'll tell you, 2 weeks ago, down four games to the Atlanta Braves, I wasn't talking about how I expected the gritty Mets to find a way. I wasn't talking about how this team consistently comes back and this team consistently finds a way and Lindor is, you know, having an MVP-type season and comes through in every clutch moment and this pitching staff's had the best ERA since June. Wasn't what I was saying. You know what I was saying? The Atlanta Braves consistently show you this is their time of year. The Atlanta Braves consistently show you they have a winning pedigree. The Atlanta Braves are a team I'm afraid of to try and make up four games over the last month of the season to try and pass them. I don't know how the Mets are going to do it. That's what I was saying 2 weeks ago. I'll own it. That's what I was saying. And within a two-week span, they have completely changed the narrative. They have completely overtaken the Braves. They're a game up. And for me, I don't know how you don't believe. Like, I just don't know how you don't believe. Listen, anything could happen. And we talked, like, yesterday they were tied. They lost the game. Bassett shut them down. Peterson finally had a, you know, miserable start in the stretch. And they, the Braves kicked the crap out of the Nationals and you were tied again. It is a day-to-day, up-and-down type thing. But has there been a more resilient group that has shown you they are capable of playing the up-and-down nature of what will be a pennant race the rest of the way? Is there another group? Have the Braves shown you anywhere near the toughness? Now, I know they're dealing with injuries, but have the Braves shown you anywhere near the toughness of the kind of team that can show you the pedigree that a day-to-day, they won't be devastated by one loss. They won't be bothered by a bad stretch. This won't bother them. This won't hurt them. A bad pitching performance, a shutdown game offensively. Nothing's going to bother them, and nothing is going to lead into the next day. Is there another group right now in all of Major League Baseball that you would trust to steady the ship and continue to play good baseball and continue to get clutch hits and continue to get good pitching performances no matter what happened the day before than the New York Mets? I dare you to find one. So as we get ready for this playoff push, and we'll get to the Yankees in the next segment, as they take a game from the Kansas City Royals, another playoff team, another team over 500, another team with an excellent pitcher. They can't beat the bad teams, but they continue to beat the teams over 500 as they've now taken series from the Cubs and the Royals in what felt like a playoff game. And we talk about the big players coming through. I talk about how Judge and Soto need to come through. Well, Soto showed up last night. We'll get to it all coming up in a minute. 888-808-1019. But this is playoff baseball. This is pennant race baseball. Yankees a game and a half up, two in the loss column in the division. The Mets with a miraculous win, getting off the deck after being completely shut down by Bowden Francis for being no hit through eight. And for both of our teams here in New York on, obviously, the 23rd anniversary of September 11th. Both New York teams show their resiliency, get big home runs from their star players, and win extremely big games to set them up for the next 3 weeks, trying to win a division and trying to get to the third wild card. We'll get a little bit more into the Yankees as we go. We'll start with your Met phone calls, 888-808-1019. It's playoff baseball, and it starts right now.